Thank you very much. It makes me tired to hear my biography, but no, thank you. That was very kind of you to go through it all. Indeed, I'm someone who has made my career working in both government service and also in the think tank world. Now I'm an international civil servant working at the NATO headquarters in Brussels, but I do fully understand the importance of the non-governmental community, and I want to thank our NATO liaison office here for all the information you have provided. I mean, we have our new NATO liaison office, but the NATO office that has been providing in the NGO world for information over time. It's been really wonderful having you here, and we look forward to continuing to work with you. So thank you for helping to sponsor this session today. It's truly a privilege to take part in this conference dedicated to cooperation between NATO and Moldova. Today, indeed, is a very special day. This morning, I had the honor of inaugurating the new NATO liaison office with Prime Minister Filip. The liaison office will do many things, one of which will be to tell the story of NATO. It will explain who we are, what we do, and what we don't do, and what practical steps we take to help the people of Moldova. Today, I would like to take the opportunity to start that conversation with this audience. NATO is an alliance of 29 democracies that hold fast the values of freedom, human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. Our aim is to protect those values and to keep our almost 1 billion citizens safe. We do that in many ways, but fundamentally, we do it through the principle of collective defense, or all for one and one for all. It is a principle that has kept our people safe and free for almost 70 years. That unity meant we were able to bring an end to the Cold War, end genocide in the Balkans, and help unite Eastern and Western Europe after the fall of the Iron Curtain. Today, we continue to stand together against any country or organization that would seek to undermine those values or do harm to our almost 1 billion citizens inside the 29-nation alliance. Importantly, we are an organization that is based on consensus, not on majority rule. No single country can dominate our debates in Brussels or the decisions we make. No decision is made, no action is taken, unless all 29 countries are in agreement. That is also the case when it comes to new members. If a country wishes to apply for membership to NATO, it is a decision for that country, and that country alone. There are no third-party vetoes, nor is there any pressure from NATO to join the alliance. If a country makes that decision, then it is a matter for the 29 NATO allies to decide if and when that country can join. Earlier this year, in fact, in June of this year, Montenegro took that step, and we welcomed Montenegro as the 29th member of the alliance. And believe me, it was a thrilling day at NATO headquarters when we raised the Montenegrin flag at the front of the headquarters. Similarly, if a country decides that it does not wish to join NATO, that's fine too. Moldova has no desire to join NATO, and we respect that entirely. Moldova has chosen neutrality, and we support your neutrality. Indeed, our cooperation program, mutually agreed by NATO and the Moldovan government, explicitly affirms our respect for Moldova's neutrality. NATO has a very strong relationship with many neutral countries beyond Moldova, among them Austria, Finland, Serbia, Sweden, and Switzerland. We also cooperate closely with countries that have strong relationships with Russia, countries such as Armenia and Kazakhstan. Each partnership is unique, but they all share a common principle that we respect the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of all our partners, large or small. However, neutrality does not have to mean being inactive or indifferent, and it does not mean that we cannot work together. In fact, we do work together. Moldova has more than 40 personnel working for our KFOR mission in Kosovo. This not only gives your troops valuable practical experience, it also shows that Moldova is a responsible contributor to international security. Moldova has also supported United Nations missions in countries such as Liberia, South Sudan, and the Ivory Coast, and OSCE missions in Tajikistan and Ukraine. I want to commend every single one of your soldiers, those with the KFOR mission, those working with the UN and the OSCE, and those who are here at home in Moldova. You should be proud of their professionalism and dedication, which we see every day in working with them out in the field. For almost a quarter of a century, NATO has worked with Moldova to help to improve your defense institutions and armed forces. But we are not only working with Moldova on issues limited to the defense sector. We are cooperating in areas that directly help the people of Moldova. There are many areas where we work together, but let me just tell you about a few of them. Back in the 1970s, large quantities of fertilizers, pesticides, and hazardous chemicals were used to maximize crop yields here in Moldova. Those chemicals are now banned because they can pose a serious danger to people's health. For years, these chemicals were stored in poor quality facilities or buried without proper monitoring or security. In 2007, the government of Moldova asked for Ukraine's help in dealing with these chemicals, and we were happy to help. Since then, the chemicals have been found, collected, and stored in safe places across the country. So far, almost 1,300 tons have been safely destroyed, and the rest should be properly disposed of by the end of next year, by the end of 2018. Another area of growing concern is cyber defense. The WannaCry cyber attack earlier this year, which brought over 100,000 organizations to a halt around the world, underlined to the public the scale and potential dangers of cyber attacks. NATO is now helping Moldova to become more resilient and to be able to withstand cyber attacks. Through our Science for Peace and Security program, we have helped to establish a new e-research and education laboratory for cyber defense at the Moldova Technical University. This lab will serve the training needs of the Moldovan military as well as students at the university, and I hope it will really give a boost to your tech sector here in Moldova by building up a cadre of young experts who really understand the cybersecurity world. It will enhance Moldova's national cyber defense and increase your expertise overall. A third area where NATO is supporting Moldova is telemedicine. Telemedicine uses the latest technology to enable medical specialists to provide real-time support to civilian or military paramedics on the ground from anywhere around the globe. So if there's been a flood, an earthquake, or a terrorist attack, local first responders, emergency response units, can get fast, accurate expert advice from specialists elsewhere in the world with the potential to really help to save lives. These are just three examples where NATO has been working closely together with Moldova. I could also have spoken about some other areas where we are building up our cooperation, and one that I really wanted to give a boost to is the work we are doing with the Ministry of Defense to implement UN Resolution 1325 on women, peace, and security, and to reduce corruption. Or how we have provided expert support to the Alexander Chelbun Military Academy to provide undergraduate, postgraduate, and professional courses for Moldova's officers. We're working on further courses now for more junior ranks, as well as working to solidify a doctoral program, a PhD program. Again, these are just some of the many ways in which NATO is working to improve the lives of people here in Moldova already. We want to do more. We definitely want to do more. And the new NATO liaison office will help to further this cooperation. As those who were there this morning will have reason to understand, our office is a small diplomatic mission staffed by civilians and focused entirely on strengthening practical cooperation between Moldova and NATO, supporting your reforms and enhancing dialogue. We have similar offices in Georgia, in Russia, in Ukraine, at the United Nations in New York, and at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which is headquartered in Vienna. So I believe that our cooperation benefits NATO, and it benefits Moldova. I very much look forward to our cooperation deepening in the years ahead, and I look forward to our conversation this afternoon. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I'll look forward to your questions. Thank you.